There's a lesson in this next report. Kids, if you want to get a job, focus on STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, because a new STEM index finds that America's STEM talent pool is still too shallow to meet the demand. Managing editor for Special Reports for U.S. News and World Reports, Lila Alphonse, joins us now to talk more about it. Lila, thank you so much for being with us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You would think with all the push among school systems across the country to focus on STEM, we'd be making some inroads, but it seems like maybe not enough time has passed.
That's really the stunning thing, isn't it? There have been many, many discussions about the importance of STEM education. There's been a great focus, especially in recent years, at the government level, at the federal level, at the state level, at the school district level, on improving STEM education. And yet, our newest index, which launched today, finds that we still don't really have enough people in the pipeline to fill the jobs of the future.
And this is an index that you did with Raytheon, and I guess they have a vested interest in this talent pool.
Yes, big interest in the talent pool among engineers, among mechanics, among technical people everywhere. But as U.S. News and Reports editor Brian Kelly pointed out today, it's not really just a lab coat and pocket protector issue. STEM skills, what we think of as traditional STEM skills, can really be used in any discipline. There are analytical skills, there are deep thinking skills, there are problem-solving skills. And as many as 50% of the jobs that we'll be facing in the future will require these kind of skills. And they're not skills we're really teaching kids how to master in school.
Lila, I'm looking at the graph that you provided with the piece that was written about it, that you wrote about it. There's a little dip in the STEM pool in 2003, and then it looks like it's been sort of a kind of a steady incline since.
There has been. That's actually the graph of the overall index. The index is made of thousands and thousands of data points, which were divided into 93 sub-indices, which were then like parceled out into 8 different components.
Categories.
Right, and they were weighted and measured, and the result is this green chart on the main story. It's a comparison of different types of STEM activity in the U.S. over time. So we're really comparing activity in the United States to itself. The base year is 2000, and that's where the 100 mark is. And as you can see, when you take into account jobs, the economy, high school interest levels, AP tests, ACT tests, PISA scores, all these different indicators of STEM activity, we're not very much farther than we were 13 years ago.
Oh, it's been definitely a slow growth. So what needs to happen? I mean, obviously the takeaway is obvious, but what needs to happen? Because from what I can witness, at least in the Baltimore area, school systems are really focusing on this.
They really
is it too
are.
Little and too late?
No, I don't think it is. I think maybe we got a late start on it, but I think that the indicators are heading in the right direction. There are a lot of different programs that we're still implementing now that aren't fully implemented yet. Common Core, for example, was created in part to address this issue, and that's not been fully or at all implemented in some places.
It's still pretty controversial.
It is. It's very controversial. But the idea of standards and of asking our students to not hit milestones in terms of test scores, but to hit milestones in terms of thinking abilities and rationality and analysis, I think we're still on the right path to that. I think that's something U.S. students can achieve now that we've started to focus more on it.
Lila, when you look at all the information, and I'm not quite sure how you broke everything down, but is there one area that has the greatest need, whether it's engineering specifically, is it math specifically? What is the weakest area?
The weakest area, actually, according to our data, is not a specific STEM major or discipline. It's getting more women into the STEM pipeline and encouraging more minorities, particularly Latinos and African Americans, to have a vested interest in STEM education. The pipeline is there. It is being filled. But right now, the data skews towards Caucasian males and Asian American males. But they're not the majority of the workforce, and they certainly won't be in the next 20 to 30 years.
All right.
We need to get more people studying not just science and math, but like I said, it's the rational
A broader array
thinking.
Of people, yeah.
Exactly. A broader array of people and getting skills that you can use across disciplines.
That's fascinating. Thank you. U.S. News and World Report's Lila Alphonse, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. There's more information at usnews.com/STEM.